Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The 42 Below Cocktail World Cup is an event that gets publicity year after year as the top bar people from around the world compete in Queenstown. But as Simon Pound reports, the real winners in this event are the sponsors and the people like Simon who get to go along for a pretty sweet ride.
I'm on a boat. Yes, I'm on the Princess Gem, a launch that Tony Soprano would envy. We're on Lake Wakatipu in Queenstown. I'm on a boat, but more specifically, I'm on a junket. I'm in town for the 42 Below Cocktail World Cup.
My name is Miffy Rigby. I'm the food and drink editor for Time Out magazine, and I just bomb-dived off a yacht.
That's Miffy Rigby, and that was her splash as she was no longer on the boat. She's one of the many journalists here, flown from all around the world to observe the competition and generally jump off things and have a good time.
My involvement is basically just as a journalist, so 42 Below are kind enough to fly me out to Queenstown, put me up in a lovely hotel and basically show me one of the funnest weeks of the year.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. What is the Cocktail World Cup?
My name's Jacob Bryars. I'm a judge here at the 42 Below Cocktail World Cup for 2011, living it up in Queenstown.
Wonderful. Can you tell me a little bit about how long this has been going? You've been here for all of them, yeah?
The Cocktail World Cup's been running since 2004, and I've been lucky enough to be a part of all of them once upon a time as an organiser and host, and then this year as a judge. I guess it's probably one of the longest-running cocktail competitions in the world. It's also one of the most serious. At the same time, it has the 42 Below spirit, so it's both serious and dedicated and passionate, and also a little crazy.
Why did you guys initiate this competition?
We started the 42 Below Cocktail World Cup, I guess one of the obvious answer is to promote 42 Below around the world, and but also to give it a sense of place. So most people in the world, vodka and gin and any spirit are just things that happen to be on the back bar. And so we really wanted to make sure that everybody knew that 42 Below was definitively from New Zealand. And one of the ways we wanted to do that was to bring people who aren't, who didn't really know where New Zealand was and what we thought made it special, and bring them down to our backyard. And then obviously the Cocktail World Cup also has an international rivalry. So instead of choosing the best bartender we can find in America, we take three and they become Team USA. And the idea was that we would create far, far better cocktails by bringing in that national rivalry and that sense of pride as well. So Scotland and Australia and New Zealand are likely to fight more energetically if they've also got national pride at stake as well as just their own.
However, the competition is not just there so the bartenders can win. It's there as a marketing stunt for 42 Below, and they really go all out.
Sure, Richard Smith, Global Marketing Manager for 42 Below.
And can you tell us a little bit about what we've just been doing? Describe our morning.
The morning today has been great. So we went up on some helicopters out over to this, the Remarkables, which is a ski resort down here in sunny Queenstown, which they obviously use in the winter, obviously being summer. We've got gorgeous views over the tops. We then stopped up at the top with the judges for the Cocktail World Cup and had a nice champagne lunch, managed to get some shots, then had a bit of a scary ride back. So I think a lot of us thought it would be quite a pleasant ride out, but there was a lot of dipping, 360 drops, and a lot of sort of stomach in the mouth moments, which was great fun.
That's the chopper sound there. We did some phenomenal and terrifying moves on the way up and over the Remarkables to have a champagne lunch. Seeing that my fanciest lunch is normally a Subway, this made quite an impression on me, and that's the idea.
The one idea behind Cocktail World Cup started in terms of the, right from the start, the bartenders were the real influencers. So we had 42 Below start, and then the Fajoa flavour was one of the sort of first unique sort of New Zealand flavours. And bartenders across the world started to love it because it has got a really unique taste. It gives them a big opportunity to, mix up and make different sort of cocktails versus their sort of competitors, as it were. And so from that, we've always tried to love and cherish those bartenders and give back to them what they've given to us, which is, love and support, recommendations to their customers, etc. So we bring them over here, and, the idea is that they're sort of treated like this year, the theme's the carnival of the cocktail. So they get involved in the carnival, and the idea is that they, then leave feeling on a high and become sort of lifelong ambassadors for the brand, which is obviously a dream for us.
A wonderful thing to do. In the world of traditional marketing. I mean, is this a difficult sell to take to a company? I mean, 42 Below is not a traditional company, but it must be quite an expensive exercise, and it mustn't be as measurable, perhaps.
It's a very good point. It's a battle that I have on a yearly basis in terms of... I think the point of the matter is you can't measure the success in terms of, you know, if you put an advert on TV, you can see if someone's seen it or not. You know, if you do a press campaign, you can do the same. Whereas with this, though, the great thing is, although you have a cost, obviously, to do it, you can't put a cost on the things you get back from it. Because, obviously, to get some people to love the brand and to get the journalists, you know, to get involved and also understand the history, you can't put a price on that. So, yeah, you know, of course, we do measure, you know, how much we get talked about afterwards of the event. But as I say, there's some things that money can't buy in terms of, you know, the advocacy you get from the brand ambassadors, and also the whole talkability of the event, you know, in the run-up to it and the sort of post-event is what we sort of value.
And even the judges, who are some of the biggest names in drinks writing, find the spread pretty amazing.
My name is David Wandrich. I'm the drinks correspondent for Esquire magazine. Is one of the hats I wear, but I'm here as a judge, judging the Cocktail World Cup, the 42 Below Cocktail World Cup. So,
how does this kind of event compare to marketing that you see in the States in your day job?
Oh, well, this is one of the most elaborate such competitions that I've known of. You know, I've heard of it for years because it's world famous among the drinks community, the cocktail, you know, top bartenders, et cetera, for being the marathon of all cocktail competitions. You know, lasts a week. There are many challenges, but also it's super elaborate and all worked out. So it's really quite special.
In terms of your role here as a judge, how serious is the competition?
It's a very serious competition. You've got teams. Each team is three of the top bartenders in their countries, and they've been vetted and gone through previous rounds and won them individually. So the funny thing about this competition is it forces these people who've won as individuals to come together as a team and cooperate and come up with a team identity. And that's really an interesting and tough challenge. You know, it's easy enough to go off and do your own thing, but now you have to bring everyone onto the same page and do something consistent with three people and some very tough challenges. So it's been they're really getting tested, and they're very tough competitors.
In this box, we have vanilla sugar, mint, rhubarb, kiwi fruit, paprika, pineapple, fig vinegar, and Guinness.
But does it all work to get the name out there? How does this stack up?
My name's Paul Freinich. I'm the East Coast brand ambassador for 42 Below.
So tell me, what are you up to today? What have you been doing?
Well, today we're down on the lakeshore of Lake Wakatipu on Sunshine Bay. We're doing a competition called Ready, Steady, Shake. It's basically we have the seven teams and our mystery team, which was a bunch of judges. Two teams go at a time with a mystery box, eight ingredients. They have to use four or more. They have 7 minutes to do it, judged by our panel.
Does the Cocktail World Cup in the little back corner of New Zealand help you in the States, and how?
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, you know, but we had 12 regional finals where we picked the top two. Then we brought them all to New York for the US final. So we had 24 bartenders from around the country. Shook up a storm. We broke a world record. Most cocktails made in an hour. 1,542. Guinness Book of Records, so check it out. So a lot of media involved in that, and just, you know, getting 42 Below out there into the bartenders' hands and just showing how fun a brand we are.
And they want them to leave with that story. And this approach has worked. We know, as 42 Below, largely due to its marketing and not its market share, sold for around $138 million New Zealand dollars to Bacardi in 2006.
But I guess the lessons from 42 Below that other New Zealand businesses can extract is do things far more quickly than you ever think, and never be afraid of a big idea, and tell great stories. That's how people pay attention to you, and I think 42 Below encapsulated all of those things.
But of course, there is that cocktail competition as well.
Basically, this is where it all comes to a big end. You know, we've super big top tent, full circus show. These guys have 7 minutes on stage to impress the judges with their cocktail, but also with their performance. Because what we think, you know, bartenders are not people, they're not there just to make you cocktails. They're there to entertain. They have to entertain. So there's costumes, there's shows. It's a big thing.
Silence, everybody. Silence. Silence across the carnival. The 2011 Carnival Cocktail 42 Below Cup. Cocktail World Cup champions of 2011 is Team
And you know what? Although it was nice for me to go on this junket, and I would say that, it may just be that more of this kind of extravagant thinking is just what New Zealand needs to replicate the success 42 Below has seen.
It was Simon Pound reporting from the Cocktail World Cup in Queenstown. Coming up after the break, we talk to Shapeshifter.